See, in Butler County, we're Workforce One of Butler County. Just to our north in Montgomery County, it's the Job Center. And to the south of us in Hamilton County, it's Super Jobs. Now, we all offer the same type of service, but we all do it under a different name. And I guess kind of as the governor once said, you know, you don't go to Wendy's in Ohio and Sally's in Kentucky, and it's the same restaurant but a different name. You don't have to look for the Job Center here and Workforce One over there.
Is this going to be a new facility or just a renaming of the current facility?
It's the same facility, and it's going to be a renaming. But for us in Butler County, it's more than just a name change, and that's what's important to me. That's why we're making it a ceremony and having a ribbon cutting. You see, a couple years back, we had a different philosophy, if you will. We were more of a social service agency, and that's not really reflective of what we do. We are more of an economic development driver. We work with employers, and the reason I say we're not necessarily primarily social service is because part of what we do is we train jobs, or we provide funding for job seekers to get skills upgrades and training. Well, that's great, but if we don't have the employers that are hiring, we have all these job seekers with a skill set but no place to go. So we refocused our philosophy, and that is to serve employers, to help them create opportunity so that these job seekers have a place to go. We've been working on that for the past 2 years, and we've gotten to a really good place. And it, for us, it culminates. We have a change in philosophy at the same time the state is renaming their workforce development centers to a centralized name, Ohio Means Jobs. So it's really at a critical time for us, and we're using this rebranding as an opportunity to say, hey, look, not only is this just a renaming, but we're also going to spearhead or deploy what we do, how we do our business differently, more effectively and more efficiently for the taxpayer as well.
And how is your office doing at finding jobs for the people that you serve?
We're doing well. In 2013, we actually undertook a new initiative. We used to do maybe one or two large-scale hiring events per year, and it was limited to that. In 2013, we took a new approach. Each month, we tried to do a job fair for specific industries. So in January, we may have done a job fair specific to the construction trade. In February, we would have done it for advanced manufacturing. The next month would have been IT, finance, so on and so forth. Out of our office last year alone, we conducted over 100 hiring events and served over 2,000 job seekers.
Adam Jones says over the past 2 years, his Butler County office has helped more than 500 people find jobs, and 80% of them have kept those jobs. I'm Steve Hirschberg.